If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Back to Old School with DP and J.
Welcome back. Final segment of the hour will bleed over into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll run a short segment. We got four segments to get in, so we will get them in. Jay, a lot of buzz over your open, and you know, some folks are raving. So, Gene, we did. I passed Gene. That. Gene Cotter.
Gene.
We passed that along. If you guys reached out and shouted out to John Mabry, we did pass that along. And quite frankly, I fully expect that you guys will make some donations. Again, you can drop them off here at the station. You can drop them off at Beatrice Bakery. You can drop them off at the food bank as well. If you want to make a financial donation, you want to drop off cash, we take care of it. We'll hand it over to them. As we do all of our fundraising and charitable events, we don't have a problem with that at all. And if you want to make a donation, a cash donation instead of just product, I mean, you can go into that cupboard and get the stuff that you normally eat, but you know what? You have enough of. And you want to share. Now's the time. Let's get prepared for the holiday season. Let's start looking out for folks who have a greater need than we do and share who we are and what we have with each other. I thought it was interesting in what you said that, and we talked about it yesterday. My thing was this, and I did a show, when I was in Orlando. And they said, well, you know, you want to, how are you working with the Matt Rhule thing? It's not Matt Rhule versus Scott Frost or Mickey Joseph. It's Matt Rhule for Matt Rhule. Like, this is about him now. And through all of the stuff that he wants to do, and of course they announced there were whispers of other changes that were going to be made and other coaches that'll be brought in. Feeling, you're familiar enough with Charlotte and the Panthers, you're enough. You got folks that are around those, or around that team and organization, so they know kind of what Nebraska's got coming, right? We know what this is. So I want to hit the station ID, and then I want Jay Foreman's take on the style of play,
right? Yeah,
that you think is being brought, because it may not necessarily be Temple, Baylor, or Carolina. It may be some version of all of them. Nathan, if you would please.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
This 5 o'clock hour, and we'll have four segments because we need to roll over this one and kind of run it. So we'll go to about 10 after with this one, and then we'll do shorter segments. But in your mind, what do you think, what version of Matt Rhule's offenses and defenses make the way? You've mentioned a couple of times a 4-3 defense. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, that's what I, you know, I watched just off of memory, Mastavich or something like that. He was a 2-time All-American. I mean, he was like, he was like a tackling machine. They ran a 4-3, and then obviously, you know, they play the nickel or whatever after that, and I think they had one defensive tackle that was pretty active. I think he was number 2 And then Baylor, more of the same. They had, I think his last name is Lynch, that actually has Omaha and Nebraska ties. He ended up being drafted by the Bengals in the third round. Has some knee, you know, issues, but, you know, obviously, you know, so he's – and then in Carolina, you know, when you don't have a quarterback and your star offensive player, your factor back, like they used to say, is hurt, you know, they still play good defense and play really good defense at times. So, you know, as far as what you're going to get with Matt Rhule, you're going to get a football coach, a guy that's, you know, he likes to – you know, he grew up coaching. You know, he's coached multiple positions, so, you know, he's able to kind of go and canvas the whole practice. It's not like he only knows offensive football or a position on offense, and so that's where he's going to marry all of his time. He knows offensive line work. He's coached on defense. He played defensive line, so he kind of knows what, you know, looks right on both sides of the ball. He's coached on defense, and he's coached, obviously, other positions on offense. He's called plays, and he's been a head coach, and so – from there, I think you're going to get a guy that's going to be heavily involved in everything, you know, every position. So, which is right along the lines of what you want from a CEO. He's not going to overstep his boundaries because he's going to bring guys in that he's trust and he's coached with before. So they kind of know his style, what he expects from them, from coaching acumen, recruiting, you know, player accountability, coaching, you know, all the, you know, the fun catchwords. So, you know, I think that's what you're going to get from him as a coach. I know he can recruit. As you can see, if you could, you know, obviously with the press conference, you know he can recruit. One thing I heard is that he's always going to be aware of his surroundings. So that's obviously a check in the plus box, considering, you know, before. You know, one of the things, and you know, you got to take him at his word where he was talking about Steve Wilks, who was a guy that's actually his demeanor – Steve Wilks is an interim coach at Carolina. His demeanor is very, I wouldn't say he's quiet, but he's very, you know, straightforward, thorough, very good motivator, very, very smart defensive mind. He talked about Steve Wilks in the sense of Steve Wilks needs to be a head coach. He's been passed over multiple times. He, you know, without being asked, Matt Rhule on his own said there needs to be more diversity in coaching, both at the NFL and college level. You see that with some of his hires, but just how he goes about his business, even from Temple to Baylor to NFL, not a here. That means he's a man of his word. And so that's what you're going to get in short from Matt Rhule. As far as offense goes, you know, one thing you really don't know until you know who all the positions that are kind of, or all the coaching positions that are set. So I think you're going to get, I'm just going to go off like just he's going to adapt to what conference he's in. I think he set his offense up kind of like the New York Giants when he was, you know, coaching there. Where he coached at Temple, went to New York, and then came back, you know, kind of a, you know, run heavy, beat you up, good offensive line play, efficient, a passing game, can be explosive, you know, just, you know, good, you know, hard-nosed football. Then when you go to the Big 12, he had to adapt to that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he did. So they, you know, a little bit more of 11 personnel, which is one back, one tight end. And you know.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, have matchup problems because you got a plethora of speed out there in Baylor, and you saw it turn around within, you know, two seasons after getting there. Then went to Carolina, and you really couldn't tell. You had a quarterback where Teddy Bridgewater, who was kind of a, say, a 20-yard in back type of efficient passer, which you need to be explosive, especially if you're running back, which is Christian McCaffrey, is out 80, it seems like 85% of the time. You have to be an explosive passing game. So, but it didn't match up with the personnel. But DJ Moore had a phenomenal year, you know, and to the point that where Carolina didn't want to trade him this year. So, you know, also I think that, you know, he tried to run more of a power running game. Deontay Foreman came in as their power running back. He, as soon as he gets there, tears an ACL. You know what I'm saying? So then these plans that he had to do to adapt to kind of the NFC South never could come to fruition. So I think you're going to, you know, offensively, you might, you know, get a little bit of everywhere he's been, but I think he's going to adapt and try to build it from the trenches out. So it doesn't really matter. As long as he takes care of the lines, I think you'll be fine. And so, you know, time will tell. You know, it's not going to be, you know, when you're trying to develop a offensive line, line play from a physicality and mentality standpoint, it's not, you know, it's not like you all, you know, start drinking a certain type of Gatorade and go through a workout through winter condition and all of a sudden you're dead. It's just a process that you have to go about. In the process, there's a process of the relationship building with, I don't know, where they got 150 kids on their team or 120, whatever their roster size is or whatever he chooses it to be, to build the trust that goes both ways. You got a lot of coaches coming in. You got, you know, I mean, it's not even just the coaches that you're going to hear about on the internet. You're talking about recruiting staff, support staff, analysts, senior analysts, sub-senior analysts, consultants. You know, there, you know, and there's been articles, this has nothing to do with Nebraska, that the NCAA or the powers that be might even allow for colleges to expand the staff. So then, therefore, you know, instead of just, you know, just say you run a 3-4, which, you know, we used to run, well, at Nebraska, you know, with Shenander, you might have an inside linebackers coach and then an outside linebackers coach. In a 4-3, you might have a defensive tackles coach and a defensive end coach if they expand it. Or you could have, you know, all, you know, there's all different types of things you could do, and depending on if they would be full-time or not. So, you know,
I mean, there's, you know, director of player personnel, right, director of player development, senior director of player
But if they expand the coaching staff, the guys that can actually coach, and this is all across the nation, you know, across the landscape, then you could then things can kind of really jumpstart.
Well, it's all the credentialed coaches who are around the program who aren't official, but they're given access to some degree, some level.
Well, that's what you have right now in the analyst role. I'm talking about if there's been articles written that they might. So instead of going from 10, just say you go to 14. So you can – what I'm saying is if you get additional coaching, I think they passed it where you can have additional time with guys in the off season. Then you can kind of, you know, fast forward that process. Instead of, say, taking 2 years, it might take – or instead of taking 3 or 4, it might take, you know, at the 2 going into 3. So a big thing is going to be, you know, evaluating the present day roster, which is what he has to do at any place he was at. That's Temple, Baylor, Carolina, and obviously Nebraska. See if there's a fit. You know, he already said he doesn't run guys off. So if guys want to, you know, be a part of, you know, the new Nebraska, Matt Rule's Nebraska, you're more than welcome. And you know, he's a guy. And one thing, when you have walk-ons that he's brought in that end up being first-round picks and guys that have been kind of just throw-ins as far as recruiting, and I'm mainly talking about his time at Temple and sometimes at Baylor as well, he's not going to be married to, oh, well, this guy was here in 2022. I'm the new coach starting in 2023, so – Jay Foreman or DP's good, so then, but I'm not going to play you because you were coached under Scott Frost and Mickey Joseph. So he's definitely going to be looking for football players. It, you know, the interesting thing for me will be to see what type of player he looks for as far as on the line, right? Because the players that were recruited before were definitely tall guys. I mean, they might have the, you know, if the basketball team needed some girth to run a 2-3 zone,
yeah,
in the Big Ten tournament, you got Teddy Prochazka, Ben Hart. They got a couple 6-7 guys coming in as freshmen. Brant Banks is a former AAU player. He's 6'6", 6'7". You know, they could lay some guys out if you wanted to go a little round mound of rebounds. So if that changes, it's going to be interesting to see how the guys on the present day roster adapt to it. A perfect example. His last name is Perry. He worked for the Big Ten, and I was talking to him about when Urban Meyer came in, and Urban Meyer kind of said the same thing. These are my guys. But Urban Meyer told him, you ain't good enough. I don't think you're good enough. Mm-hmm. And the dude was like, hey, I was just second team all Big Ten. But he's like, you're not my type of linebacker. He's like, I'm about to show you. Well, he ended up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it a little bit of motivation? I'm sure. He ended up being a captain, ended up being drafted by the San Diego Chargers, playing like 4 or 5 years. But that's the type of thing. You got to make something out of this roster. It can't be, hey, come in, I don't know, just say, what is it, 85 scholarships?
Yeah.
And, okay, we're going to get rid of 65 scholarships and get 65 new guys in here.
That's that's
not going to happen.
Between that and the walk-on, I mean, if there are 155 players that are at least in the space, those that are leaving, those that are coming, how the roster and the actual number is manipulated and maneuvered is going to be the story of the offseason.
Well, it is, because this is what I don't understand, because, like, some coaches prefer a big roster. Mm-hmm. So that's whatever the max could be. So, mm-hmm. And then some might be like, if I only can have 85 scholarships, then I only want like 105 total.
Well, it's resource.
You're right. So it would be interesting to see, you know, how he goes about it, you know.
It's resource. We'll put a pin there. We'll get to it. I want to go through that roster, because from the junior class on down, there's some guys that we have question about, and I'll ask you your thoughts on whether you think they come back, whether you think they'll be a part of the program a year from now. We'll do more of that when we come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.